what you do with your influence and what you do with that power speaks volumes.
Exactly.
So I feel like because, like you said, Kanye has so much influence, it's almost like just as loud as he is about certain topics that can be controversial, it's like, can you be equally as loud about more activism as well? And I feel like at one point he was.
Yeah,
and
he
I
was.
I think he stopped doing that.
Yeah, Kanye's
and
always
the
been
noise
weird.
Just became more like chaotic.
Welcome to Never Too Shy, guys.
Nestor had this idea that we should say it together at the same time.
Yeah. But I don't think that's always for us. Bomb shit, so it's fine.
It's okay, trial and error. It's so weird, like, looking at you in this angle, why? Sitting in this chair.
Why?
Because I'm so used to you being right next to me where I could touch your leg.
Do you feel like Paulina?
I feel like you're missing me all the time. But it does feel weird being in the captain's chair.
So you don't want to touch that, you want to touch my leg.
Yeah, I'm so used to touching your leg. I don't know if people could tell I touch your leg a lot.
I can't even tell.
I feel like Paulina rubbed off on me.
The touchy
because,
part?
Yes, because when we were at the table, Paulina used to be like,
she does do that.
And
she,
I've,
like, caresses
I've
you,
never
right?
been that person, but like, I do it to his leg.
It's softer.
I don't know. I'm in my soft girl era, finally.
As a heterosexual guy, we can't do that, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can.
That's true.
That is true.
But anyway, hello. Thank you guys for tuning in yet again. What's your name, boo?
Should we introduce ourselves?
Introduce yourself.
My name is Duster, aka the Brow Bro.
And I'm Takutati, aka Tati. Yo, if Paulina's not
producer,
here, this intro is trash. But
no, I like it.
But it's hilarious,
it's
right?
It's very like organic.
It's very us.
Like,
you know,
yeah,
Paulina
no
is just like the glue.
Ship.
I like it.
There's no captain today. You guys, it's all the deck mates are running
it. Yeah. We are all the captain, aren't we?
No, Paulina's a captain. We're all the deck mates. We're
the
people
who watch
the
No, I'm Regina George.
I'm the captain
so
of my own life.
So whatever she is
I'm
of a boat,
you're Regina
that's
George?
Me.
She's your captain, but I feel like I'm the captain of my own life.
I think you're a pirate. Maybe you're a vulture.
I feel like I'm the person who owns the boat.
I am worried about vultures. But we'll talk about that
later.
Yeah,
we're going to get into that.
Don't move your mic too much.
We're going to get into some entertainment talk, some artist talk, some creative genius talk. But I want to start off with our affirmations. So do you want to go first, Nestor?
Yeah, I'll go first. So actually, can you hear me? Okay. So I have like two quick ones. One is someone had said, she had posted on her social media that like randomly, like she does, I think she works for the government or something like that. And she said like, I should just be I should sell houses. Like randomly she
said
that.
Like real estate agent?
Yeah, she randomly said that. And it just made me realize like how sometimes like we start doing new things because we think we could be good at it. And so something that stood out that I got from that whole little scenario was like, don't just do things that you can be good at. Do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple, but I think a lot of times we get in that habit of doing that, you know? And so, yep.
Growth happens when you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, but also like my main point from it is like to do what you actually want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one would be be as authentic as long pause. Be as authentic as you can be is my. It's just my goal. That's my goal
be
in life.
Be as authentic as you can.
Be as authentic because a lot of times I feel and I see within my friends, within myself, where we're like just constantly trying to be like each other, or you hear like a lot of like, who the baddest bitch, or even like the other day we said like, who's Regina George, you know what I'm saying? And even in the beginning of this thing, like who's the captain, you know? And so we try our best to like change ourselves to being something that we're not. And so just be as authentic as you can, you know? So yeah
beautiful. My affirmation is effort is better than promises. Somebody could promise you so many beautiful things and it could be great, but look at their actions, look at their effort. Are they trying? So maybe you're going to promise to buy me a horse, right?
However,
you could put in a lot of effort to try to get me that horse. Maybe you can't get it, but I prefer effort than a promise, like an empty promise.
I get that.
Like, don't make promises you can't keep, or at least don't make a promise unless you're going to put in the effort.
Yeah.
That's much more respected.
Yeah.
So that's my affirmation.
I have a question, but isn't it like you putting yourself in like in God's place? Like, I need to watch you, like, put that effort in.
No,
I'm not saying that's what it is.
No,
I'm just
yeah, I think I see it more as I'm not going to promise somebody something, me personally, right? Unless I know 100% I can make that promise happen. But I feel like a lot of people give promises without really thinking about if it's doable. However, in that case, then put the effort in. Don't even make the promise. Say, I'm going to try and we're going to do this. Because then there's effort behind it. And I feel like that is much more respectable and commendable than just empty promises.
I get that.
Marco, what's your affirmation?
My affirmation would be, don't be afraid of the first step. And I think that people sometimes are afraid to take the first step forward in their life, in their careers, and what they want to do, because they can't see the rest of the staircase. And I think that, you know, that first initial step is like the biggest, the scariest thing to do. And then, you know, just keep getting another step up there, keep getting another step up there, and make sure that, you know, even if you can't see the top of the staircase or the end of the road or where your destination is, you know, just go along the path and make sure that you're doing it to how you want it done. And you'll get to where you're supposed to go.
That's I love beautiful. That. Yeah, that's
that. I don't know why it reminded me of this, because I think that's so scary. Like, the first step in anything. I agree. Because I think that's one thing about me. Like, I like trying new things to challenge myself, but I get scared a lot about certain things. But I don't know why I thought of my friend a few months ago. Like, she's been broken up with her boyfriend for over a year now. Maybe 2 years, I think. I don't know.
Dang.
But for the first time, she deleted all the pictures of them, like, on her social media, on her camera roll. And then she finally deleted their text message thread, which is, damn, like 4,000 videos, pictures, everything from years. And that was, like, 2 years later. But that was, like, the first step of really, like, really leaving it in the past. Because it's like, it's not really fully in the past if there's some reason why you want to hold on to their text messages. Like, why are you still reading them? If you still want to look at their pictures. So.
Yeah.
That reminded me of that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's beautiful. It really reminds me of, like, when I left my old job and started doing hair. Like, I really.
What was your old job, Nestor?
I think it was, what was my last job?
I can't imagine you doing anything else besides.
So I was promised, so I used to work for right before that I was promised like a management job.
Big
at
promises.
It was this lady who did like, she worked with event planners.
Okay.
And so basically I was supposed to take like over in that, and she ended up putting me to wash all like the, her linens and doing all like the like that type of work, which I mean, it is what it is.
I don't see you doing that.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing that either.
It's your Cinderella story.
So I think like going from that to like what you're saying, I really like. It was scary to take that first step from letting go of something like stable, because even though like it wasn't the job that I wanted, it was super stable. Like I would get 40 hours. You know, doing that. And so it looks scary. And I remember my brother telling me, like, dude, you're so good at it. I think I talked about this before, but him telling me, like, you're so good at what you do. You're such a good braider. You're such a good this, and that. And so I, from one day to another, I just quit my job. And it looks scary, but I took that first step.
That's crazy. I can't imagine you washing or doing anything. I can't imagine you being an employee.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be like, you just wouldn't be about that.
You wouldn't
vibe.
Hire Nestor?
I would not hire Nestor.
Why?
No, sorry,
why
Nestor.
Wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
We'd fight too much. That's why.
Nestor.
Oh, you think I would challenge you?
No.
Nestor could be your stylist.
Or your assistant.
Yeah, you could be my stylist. Nestor.
Your assistant.
I usually wear the same three things, and I usually have the same four different pants.
Actually, I feel like my dream job before like doing what I'm doing now. I always wanted to be somebody important's assistant. Like, I feel like...
You want to just be an assistant?
Yeah, that was my dream. Like, but an important person.
I want to be the important person. And you could be my assistant.
But I never,
let's make it happen. Let's go.
Let's
get the subscribers up.
I think it's because, like, just going through, like, not to get super deep, but I felt like I was always the assist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't see past that. Even though, like, I feel like everyone would see something else in me.
Your potential.
I couldn't see that in myself. And so like my biggest goal was to be like a famous person, a person's assistant or whatever. Well,
Kim Kardashian was pretty much Paris Hilton's assistant.
Exactly.
Yeah, she was doing it.
And look at that.
And then she got a sex tape, so that's all you're missing, Esther.
So well, OnlyFans coming.
I mean, that's not, it's out there. It's just not public.
Oh my God. It wasn't a tape. It was a picture. It was a picture.
It wasn't a picture.
Was it a, oh no, it was a video.
It was a video, boo boo.
It was a video. I don't even know.
It was a video of my booty, guys.
Oh my God. Well, if you subscribe to our Patreon.
Ever since then. But moving on to like, touching and bodies.
Body, body, body.
The Super Bowl halftime.
Usher
took off his shirt.
Okay, what did you guys think about that?
I ride for Usher. I am all about the 90s classics. You Remind Me. I Need a Girl. Like, I was here for all of it. I wish the halftime was longer.
Really?
Yes, I was here for it.
Nestor, talking to Mike.
Sorry, that's not gonna happen. That's what my fucking roommate was like. So when is Taylor Swift gonna go on?
I'm like, my God.
Bitch, do you not know what like the planning that goes on with the halftime show? Like, dude, even I know that.
Yeah, well, Rock Nation's in charge of it since 2016. Jay-Z. So Jay-Z has been the one that's curating the halftime show,
which is awesome.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. My favorite's been the one that was 2 years ago.
Oh,
with Dre and Snoop and everything. That's been my favorite. This one was, I felt like it was too slow in the beginning.
Who, Usher?
Yeah, and I also felt like his sound was off.
His sound was off.
It was off, right?
Like, but like, that's not his fault.
You couldn't hear him.
But that's not Usher's fault.
No, you know whose sound was off in the beginning? Alicia Keys.
No, it wasn't her sound.
No.
Her pitch was off.
Baby girl, her note, she cracked.
She cracked.
It was her. I don't care. I saw Alicia Keys and Usher, my childhood, it was a wrap. I literally was in tears. Like, oh my God, this is it.
I hate to like have so much opinion about it because like I was telling my roommate and my brother because I was watching it with them. I'm like, boy, if I was to have to perform in front of all them people.
Yeah, it's not easy.
My shit would crack the whole time.
And again, Usher did not do like auto-tune. He didn't lip sync. No. Like he sang and he rollerbladed and did the tick, 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 tick. Like he did all that. Like,
yeah,
shout out to
that
him.
That boy was sweating.
And I feel like you really have to be an Usher fan to appreciate the beginning. Because like you said, it was slow.
Yeah.
But if you're a real Usher fan, yeah. you it wouldn't be complete without that.
No, I understand. Like I liked the songs in the beginning. I just felt like it should have been up tempo at first to like get the crowd.
What are you talking about?
No, not comparison to like and everything else.
No.
But it's like a build up, like climbing a mountain.
No, I thought it was the opposite. I thought the beginning of the show was super busy. I don't know if it's because it was all
those
dancers.
The visual was busy. I agree with you with the like all the he was trying to show Vegas, right?
Yeah, the people
that
fucking
was a little too busy.
Air.
I agree. I wasn't a fan of that. But like him, the songs, the production choice of like how, like what songs, the transitions. My favorite was like, where was Usher at 7 o'clock on the dot?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Like, I love that. I was so happy. I watched it again and again and again.
I love the Ludacris Little John like cameos.
That was dope.
Those are dope.
Oh, her on the guitar?
And no one knew who it was. They're like, who the hell is
everybody else is trash if you don't know who her is. Like, get cultured. Figure it out.
She's saying that because we went to a concert.
Dude, I love her. Ask Nestor. I was living my best life. Yeah. Literally. Oh my God, I just thought of something. All the main three, we're not going to count Lil Jon and Ludacris.
Why?
But the three, because those three, I saw them all in the summer.
Mm.
I saw Usher in his residency in Vegas. Then we saw her. And then I saw Alicia Keys in July.
What about will.i.am? You didn't see him?
No, but those are the three I cared about. And I saw that. Wow. And all three put on amazing concerts. And all three sound amazing live. And all three put on a great show. And all three made me cry.
Oh, nice.
I really liked it. I think it was the dynamics of the show was really good. I actually would say it started off real good and then it went to something chill, which brought everybody. It was very nostalgic. Mm-hmm, so everybody brought everyone there and then it went back up. So I think I liked it. It was like a really good roller coaster.
It was right.
I really liked the Alicia Keys part. Yeah,
ugh.
I think that was a really
I liked it, but man, he did good all on his own.
Yeah, he did.
But also, like, and I hate to say this, like, being, like, judgmental because obviously, like, I'm vibe sexual. But he kind of gave me those vibes, like, hard. Not in a bad way, but I'm just saying.
What vibes that?
Usher. Is he bi?
No. You know he got married?
Yeah, he just got married.
He got married to his longtime girlfriend right after.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, in Vegas. They pulled a Paulina.
He gave me those vibes. I don't know why. Like, hard.
Hey, Nestor, if you can catch Usher, man, if you can get him.
I know, right?
You know, you go out there. Probably wouldn't be. No.
But anyway, speaking of, like, creatives and entertainment and a show, there has been quite the debate in our group chat, y'all. This debate.
In the family.
We had beef last week. Last week we had beef, and now they're feuding again. And guess what? I wasn't in any of them. Hallelujah. No cancel queen for the last 2 weeks. So Marco and Nestor have been going back and forth about Kanye, Ye, Yeezy, whatever you want to call him. And it's the typical debate. It started off old Kanye, new Kanye. In the comments, I just want y'all to take a minute, pause right here, and comment. Old Kanye, new Kanye. Who you rocking with? Are you rocking with the good life?
Okay, but can
you... Or are you rocking with vultures?
Are you rocking with... What's that song? It's like bad bitches or big booty bitches don't fall out the sky? Like,
yeah.
I haven't heard
where,
it.
Where are you... Or whatever. Like... Who are you guys vibing with? Because I'm going to let them take the lead. I'm just here to look cute now.
Are you vibing with Scoopity Doop?
Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to apologize to our producer.
No, you don't have to apologize to me.
Why?
I'm good. What are you doing? Why?
I want to apologize because of the... One, because of this. I should...
Start from the beginning.
I should... Okay, so the whole debate was like new Kanye, old Kanye. And to me, I just don't like that to begin with. Because I... don't like to put anybody, yeah. Whether you're an artist, whether you're whoever, you do hair, you're a teacher or whatever, like there's the methods change and creativity changes. And, you know, we're always evolving as humans. And so when it comes to like that, to me, that's not even an argument. I think for me, so obviously like our producer, he's like an old Kanye fan, you know? And so I shouldn't have called him, and this is where like the whole feud started, where I told him like, you know, you're a businessman, which he's a very good businessman, but I said you're not a creative, that's why you don't understand him, you know. And I think no one should ever say those words to anybody, you know, because I feel like whether some of us are like that's our power lane or not, like I feel like we all have some sort of creativity going on inside of us, you know. And so I apologize.
You hurt my
feelings.
That's
what I wanted to apologize for.
You hurt my feelings.
Well, question for both of you then. Let's talk about it. How would you define a creator?
A creative or a creator?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. A creative. Sorry. God is a creator. No. How would you define a creative?
Well, what I meant to say when I told him that is that he's a creative, obviously. You know, he helped put this show together. But the word that I meant to use in that specific moment was an artist, you know? Kanye is like an artist. He's artistic, you know, not only through music, but through fashion. You know what I'm saying? And so he's like very well, like he's paved culture for in many areas. And so I want to say this disclaimer, like I'm not a Kanye West fan, like per se, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not a Kanye West fan. Like I love Kanye. He reps Chicago. You know what I'm saying? He did put Chicago on the map, even though he's not from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he grew up in Chicago, but, you know.
I mean,
technically, he's not from Chicago.
Common's from Chicago, and Common.
But.
Don't come at my sexy man, Common, okay?
You like him bald?
Caramel man.
Anyways, but what I'm saying is
no,
like.
No, I get it.
Uh-huh. What I'm saying is that Kanye, I respect him as a, like, artistic director. I respect them,
not
know?
Just as a rapper, you're no, looking like, at big picture,
you know. And a lot of times, and this is like our whole debate was that he could, you know, talk right now, but
oh yeah, I'm giving him the mic too.
Morally, like, do I agree with the man all the time? I don't. But you know, it's that our morals, like, we're always growing in that area, you know what I'm saying? And so like who we were before, who we were when we were kids is not who we are now. And so sometimes even along that, like there's a lot of things that we go through that cause us to have these mental breakdowns and stuff like that. And I myself like have been in those situations where like, you know, in my mind, like I'm not, you know, I'm so going through stuff, you know what I'm saying? And so I wouldn't want to be, I wouldn't want my work as a braider, as a barber, as a brow, eyebrow person, personality, whatever, to be judged based off of like some of my mistakes. And so I think a lot of times it's hard to detach, you know, the artist from, you know, like
the person,
the person. And so, yeah,
I mean, it's a persona, yeah. Right? A lot of the artists give us their persona, like Aubrey versus Drake, mm-hmm. Two different people. But one thing I do agree with you with is just this idea of like, don't compare the old version of me to the new version of me. It's still me. I'm evolving. I'm changing. And I think across the board, that's fair, right? People learn different techniques, whether it's in like braiding or the way you cut hair, or maybe, you know, as a teacher, I changed in this way. I don't think there's anything wrong with evolving as long as like you're doing it because like you're working on your craft. You're doing better, right? It's not like, oh, you got lazy.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, yeah, you shouldn't like compare old or new to something because times do change. Especially like in real life. I say real life, like Kanye's not real. But like I'm thinking about like us, everyday people. A lot of people would assume like, oh, you changed. But like you when you know the 17-year-old me.
Yeah.
You don't know the third floor me. Exactly. You don't know my life. You don't know me. So you can't go judge based off of something that has so much time spread apart. You know?
And then there's moments that like anybody like, oh, I like for example, my haircut, you know, like
love it.
There's moments that like
Zaddy.
There's certain haircuts that you liked most of me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that doesn't mean like that's a better me. You know what I'm saying? Like
debatable. This is a better you.
You know, and so it's just, you know, and so like with him, I feel like a lot of times he gets judged like that. And so, which everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, my thing is just like, I went to go see the guy. So my brother
the did vultures.
So my brother had a raffle, like just a little story. Like my brother had a raffle and I didn't get the tickets. And so I'm like, man, should I buy a ticket or should I not? And the reason why I bought a ticket, it's not because again, I'm not like this huge Kanye West fan. Like if you put me next to a Kanye West fan, they can tell you all their albums, all their songs. Yeah. So am I that person? No. I went because like
you wanted the experience.
Yeah, I think as someone who's building himself, building his brand, and I see so much for my personal life, I love to be around like settings like that mm-hmm. where I'm able to learn. Like I'm able to get the like use the watermelon principle, you know, get the good out of people and you know spit out the bad, you know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times that I feel like we don't do that and we just like right away. Like, I didn't go just for the hype, you know? Yeah. Like, I went because, like, I'm building something. Like, I know that I'm building. And even leaving the concert, not concert, shouldn't
listening
say that.
Listening party.
The listening party. And he, that's a whole other thing. But leaving it, I felt so inspired, you know? Inspired to, like, not waste another dollar on a concert. And to, yeah, not, if I get invited to a concert.
I was about to say, so you ain't spending money to go to Sueños, you ain't spending money.
No. I'll go to, if someone gets me a ticket, AKA Paulina.
Paulina, Usher is coming in October.
If one of my clients buys me, you know, I'm appreciative of that. But something that I left there and it's crazy. Like I was able to bond with my little brother about it. But we left like knowing that we have so much work to do, not because like you're competing with anyone, but because you understand that like you have a purpose, you know, like, and that's when I see him. And that's what I was telling my brother, like, I don't understand like why I named it Vultures. And he was saying how like his thought of it was that the whole world was literally like being like vultures with him, like sucking him and eating off of him. Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, he's doing the same thing, you know, like, oh, you want to eat off of me, I'm gonna eat off of you, you know, to the industry. You know, there's certain things that we don't know being in certain settings that he has already been able to be in that we don't know. And this is not to defend the man, but anyways, back to like from leaving the thing, I feel so inspired because I feel like a lot of people, we're consumers, you know, we consume, like we just want to get from something out of something, you know what I'm saying? And so we forget that we're in a place in our life that we should be creating. You know what I'm saying? We, at our age group, and not just age, because it doesn't matter how old you are, but at the season we're at, like, we should be creating things. We should be creating things so that, you know, we pave the culture or the way for the next
generation. So basically, like, to leave a legacy almost.
Yeah, and just to live your, like, live your life to the fullest, but in the sense of, like, living out your purpose. We all have something that we should be doing because it's part of our purpose. And that's what I see with him. Like, literally, this man, like, I respect him so much in that aspect that he's, like, left his mark. You know what I'm saying? If he was to die, which hopefully he doesn't, like, you know, but if he was to die tomorrow, like, he left his legacy, you know, in a lot of ways, you know. And yeah, so that's my.
All right.
What?
Let's hear your opinion on Ye, Kanye.
So the funny thing is, I'm actually a Kanye fan.
Right.
So I've been a Kanye fan since Polos and Backpacks. I've been a Kanye fan since Graduation. I've been a Kanye fan since Pablo. Like, I was a big Kanye fan. So I, in a real sense, for me, it's like disappointing to see where he's gone with his legacy. Because when I think of Kanye, I think of Drake. I think of, you know, Juice WRLD. I think of all of the new artists this world are really descendants of Kanye, and especially in hip hop. And I think of that and I look at his peers and the power culturally that Kanye had, right? And what he could have done and what he has done. And I look at that in comparison to when he was with Roc Nation and with Jay-Z and with these bigger brands, and to see that he really could have led a larger demographic and population of the urban youth and the, you know, the youth of the world to a certain direction, like you're saying, to be inspired. But what happened really with Ye, I think, is, you know, the radicalization and the issues with the industry and everything all that's happening, really, that caused him to have mental problems, like mental health problems, right? And, like, as someone who, you know, was a huge Kanye fan, it's, like, upsetting, kind of. Not upsetting, but, like, you feel for him. Like, you feel like he should be in a space where he can get the help he needs and he doesn't have to lash out, or he doesn't have to go out against this or attack other groups of people or say that slavery was a choice or say that the Jews are doing X, Y, and Z. Because, like, what does that benefit you from? Like, what does that do for you? Like, you had a billion-dollar brand with Yeezy, with Adidas, the second largest sports manufacturer in the world, and you could have been the largest brand of sports. I had Yeezys. Like, I didn't have the clothes and shit. I just had shoes. But you had that, and a billion-dollar company was willing to part with you for the rhetoric you're saying. And my biggest problem is the general public part of it, right? Because, like, yeah, people like you, when you're in a bubble and you're in a cult of Kanye or you're in a cult of whatever you want, you'll never believe that person, what they're saying or what they're doing, is incorrect. But when you step out and you look at the general public, then you're saying, okay, well, maybe this is wrong. And that's what I told you yesterday. I'm like, Kanye could have been, like, bigger than Jay-Z. And you're saying, no, Jay-Z's bigger. Like, we just talked about it, bro.
You said Jay-Z's bigger?
Yeah. Well, no, you said Kanye could have been bigger. Kanye is bigger than Jay-Z.
I think it is. He is.
What did we just talk about 20 minutes ago? Alicia Keys and Usher, right?
Yeah.
Who did that? Jay-Z. Do you know why?
But
because
I think that's where, like, we choose to, like, think differently in certain, and I don't agree with that statement because I feel like, or I wouldn't say even the word bigger.
Yeah.
I shouldn't use that. Bigger. Yeah, I wouldn't even use that word. But I do believe right now he has way more influence than he does. And I think when you say I'm disappointed at him, like, what do you mean? Do you mean artistically? Do you mean morally? Do you mean his mental health? What do you mean? Because I think obviously when someone is going through something bad.
Yeah.
When I look at myself, and this is why I choose to, we're not thinking the same, because I feel like when I go through stuff in my mind,
mm-hmm,
a lot of times it's not like I'm choosing to go through that stuff. It's just things that you go through. You know what I'm saying? And so I think as somebody at his level,
yeah,
it's just, he's, you know, like, he's in the limelight, you know? And so it's like, you're going to be like in a microscope or whatever. Like yeah. people are looking at your life like that. And so I can, and this is again, I, you know, this is another thing. Like I'm like, man, I don't know if I would have gotten with the choice of him, like rewarding, in my opinion, his daughter with a collab, knowing that how she disrespects her mom. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And so again, so I'm not completely in agreement with him and all his choices, you know? Yeah. And so, but just because someone is going through something like that doesn't mean like, who am I to say like, I'm disappointed at you because you're going through something in your mind.
Well, I'm disappointed because like, I'm a fan of him. Yeah, so that's a disappointment towards me for his mental health.
But do you think that's a choice?
What?
Do you think he's not like, it's like me, like I still have to work. I still got to work. And, yeah. and then him being, and us being people of color, mm-hmm. like you have to understand also like we got to work.
Yeah.
We have to work. There's so many people that now depend on whether we work or not. And so like,
by the way, I'm pretty sure Kanye West never has to work ever again in his life.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people that depend on him. And also again, correct. Going back to his purpose, which is a whole nother thing. I don't want to yeah. get sidetracked from it, but it's like, that's where like, I see where you're coming from and I hear you, but at the same time, like I don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? And I respect you, but you're a producer and everything, mm-hmm. you know, and I love you, but that's just something that I don't agree, you know, and I feel like I'm not.
I think once again, it's like going to niche in general public, right? Because it seems as though you're in the niche of the sphere of influence that Kanye currently has on culture and fashion and everything else, right? Where the opinion on that,
I think you're choosing to put me there because I can see
you're wearing his clothes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Just because.
Even the crest you're wearing, right? Like, yeah, but do you know where that crest originates from?
The vultures. We just talked about
it. I understand, but do you know where the inspiration for that comes from?
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of times we wordplay with things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We wordplay with things and mm-hmm. we choose to turn things around. I can't talk about certain things because yeah. I don't fully know. And this is something that even coming into this conversation, we said that. You know, yeah. you could pull out studies and...
I'm not pulling out any studies.
I'm saying, but you could.
Yeah. I'm not sure what studies we pull out about Kanye.
I've been said this about, there's certain things that you're more knowledgeable of
yeah.
that I'm not. You're even a fan.
I am.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, to choose to look at someone bad or to demonize someone because of their mental breakdowns and their
not
like
at all
whatever,
demonizing him for mental breakdowns.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
No, I said from the jump, I feel like he should get the help he needs. I never said that.
But how do you know he's not?
Because of what you're wearing right now on your chest. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like,
no,
that crest you're wearing there, that is inspired by 1940s Germany. He told himself. You can look it up.
Okay, there's a lot of things.
By 1940s Germany and Nazi culture. And yeah. so you want me as my childhood idol to put up merchandise that high is white power propaganda? Like, you think that's cool with me?
Yeah, but
as a brown person, again, like you just said?
Because at the end of the day, do you think that you're not falling under what everybody's talking of him instead of actually doing research of him?
Nestor, he's the one that made that.
But I'm saying you wordplay a lot of times people.
There's no wordplay.
A lot of times artists yeah. use certain things
correct.
That have been used against them and they try to turn it around is what I'm saying. But you, all you choose to see right now is like what it originates from and yeah. you and it's like a lot of times that's what we do. We choose to turn things around and I think you're just stuck. You're saying that I'm in this circle of influence that I'm only influenced by Kanye when I no. just said that I don't a lot of the things I don't believe the way he does
yeah.
like morally
mm-hmm.
and artistically is what I choose to like learn from. I learn not just from him but in yeah. general I choose to learn that from anyone.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're kind of like using like this narrative of like him being like using white supremacy stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I'm telling you that that's not what he's choosing to use this as.
Okay. So when you get to the point of researching that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And you get to the point of knowing what the art you're inspired by is, and then you are taking that and making your own art that is bringing direct elements from that prior art, you don't think that that's a bad look for you to say, okay, this person, right? Because before, really, the break is in the past 3 years where the narrative has changed from Kanye wanting to be, you know, America's first black billionaire to Kanye wanting to be black empowerment to doing all that to in 2016, 2017, 2018 when it started being, you know, slavery was a choice, everything else, the Jews suck, they're demonizing me, I couldn't get a meeting with Jamie Dimon at JP Morgan Chase. Like when that escalated up, that whatever happened in his life, we can't speak to because I have no idea. All I can say is what he's presenting to the general public and his fans.
Or what the world is saying about certain things that have happened in history.
No one put in his mouth, but slavery was a choice.
Okay, but there's a lot of things in history that I believe have been tainted by people in power for us to think a certain way about certain situations. I mean, certain things in history that have happened. And so I think that's where you're going.
Wait, I'm confused.
But I do believe that people that are in his level of influence are affected by it directly, and they can see something that we might not be able to see. And until you sit in those direct tables, then we can't speak of that. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why, do I believe everything that history tells us now? I don't.
No, I mean, history is...
But I believe that you do. And because of that... This is where your agenda is coming, because that's what you're saying right now.
Nestor,
and that's
you believe in God. I don't. That's a contradictory statement, what you just said.
Okay, so then
you were given an ideology that was written down by man.
So then why are you so quick to believe in this narrative that the media is putting of him when not you? If you're a Kanye fan,
yeah,
then you should actually do your homework. Like, have you?
Okay, hold on.
Have you? Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you listened to his last album?
Yes, Vultures. It fucking sucks.
How have you listened to it? Not that album. I was thinking about the one Donda? Before that.
Yes.
Because the one Vultures hasn't really fully came out yet.
Vultures first album came out on Thursday.
The
entire album came out on Thursday. Vultures Volume 1.
No, not the whole thing.
Yes, it did. Nestor. No, it didn't. Check your Spotify. Want to bet?
Maybe on Spotify.
Check your Apple Music. Apple. It's all on DSPs.
I've never been so quiet in an episode. It's crazy. But
the thing here, it's just, Nestor, you're trying to make my beliefs not be my own beliefs and my ideologies.
I'm not trying to make...
You're gaslighting me into thinking...
You were gaslighting.
...that I'm believing something else. Because you know why? I'm listening to the artist directly. I'm not going to...
You're gaslighting
...a social media
too.
Person...
No. Okay, it that doesn't matter. It's not about who's gaslighting who.
No, I'm just saying because you're literally trying to...
No, you're choosing... No,
You're choosing for me to not listen to what this person's saying directly.
No. Yes, yeah. No, I'm choosing... Okay, so I was focused on the artistic side of this guy.
Yeah, okay.
That was my thing. I knew from the beginning that you were gonna...
But we're talking about the art. Huh? Look, that merch is art.
Yes,
everything that he pulled out.
That's true.
Yes,
but also you're choosing to be led through his political views, his moral views,
which lead directly to his art.
And that's something that you're leading with. And from the beginning, I said that I don't fully agree with that with him.
Correct, but you're still defending, and you went as far as saying that.
I'm saying this because
slavery was a choice.
I'm not gaslighting you. I'm asking you questions about, and I didn't say those. I didn't say those specific words.
Okay, you didn't say those specific words.
Wait, did I say those specific words?
No, you said whatever the media has to say about the subject is perhaps
whatever
incorrect.
Subject. No, you said that.
I was saying
that. And the reason why I said that is because I know. I have a clear understanding that I don't have a clear understanding of certain subjects that have happened in history.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
Whether you choose to believe in whatever you're believing in, that's something else. I led with the artistic side of him.
Correct. Which we went back to the artistic side.
And that's the only thing.
And you were still telling me that's incorrect because you're just believing what the media is telling you.
No,
and I'm like, Nestor, you're literally wearing a crest that used to come from.
And that's what I'm talking about. Because you chose to take a political.
No, I'm going based on art.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you're
it
not.
Is.
That's I think, okay, I'm going to step in now. Children. No, this is great. I think what Nestor, and you could correct me if I'm wrong.
There you go.
I think what Nestor is trying to say is if anybody looks at the shirt, they Google's not in their brain. So they're not immediately seeing it and thinking of the history.
Yeah.
They're just seeing, oh, vultures, this. And then they could have their own interpretation of like, correct, vultures are known for this, this, this. Nestor's trying to say like, you did your research, but maybe it was made not with the intent of people doing the research, more so for the aesthetic and the meaning behind the animal of vultures.
No.
Okay, then never mind. I don't know. Well,
yes, but no, because okay. Like I said, so I really believe that.
Talking to the mic.
I really believe that there's a certain narrative of what he just stated, you yeah. know?
Yeah, no, the 100%.
The narrative, the history, all of that. You know what I'm saying? There's, you know, the media and everybody who is, you know, anti Kanye West or whatever, have this way of looking at him, you know. And so my thing is that he's used things in history mm-hmm. to actually, I wouldn't say wordplay, but kind of change the narrative around is what I'm saying. But he's saying no, because he's still using that. And so that's something that he's standing on, because he's still using the same, whether it's
crest, symbolism
or whether it's this or that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling him, I don't believe that that's what it is. I believe he's using it to his advantage, but turning it around. Well, what I really believe yeah. that this man is doing.
Somebody call him.
Call
now,
Kanye.
Now, yeah. I don't like to get into these political talks, because I know at the end of the day, one, I don't have the knowledge.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to act like I do about mm-hmm. it. You obviously do, and so that's where you're going to be left with, and that's why I initially said that.
Well, that's like the fucked up part, right there, what you just said, right?
What
like,
is fucked up about it?
You're thinking that someone's leading me to this sort of ideology or mindset. You know why I know that that was inspired by 1940s Germany? Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm a Kanye West fan, and I saw him in Germany with his crest. I'm like, yo, that looks kind of dope. Where is it coming from, right? And looking into the history of it and saying, oh, shit. Wait, he's putting this in this connection with this. That's the crest before the SS was made. But he's taking this from Germany. Isn't that a little fucked up?
But he is. But again, if you choose to already see someone as who you think they are, then there isn't no conversation to have.
What do you mean?
There is no conversation to have with you or to anyone that's anti Kanye.
I'm not. The thing is, no. Hold, that's the funny thing. I'm anti Kanye.
Anti now Kanye. Thinking
anti-yay.
Like, I'm anti-yay.
But yeah, having the belief, having the belief that Pablo this Kanye individual, having this belief that this individual yeah. has those beliefs
yeah.
and not at all giving room that he might be using it to his advantage, or not to his advantage, turning it around, using that, yeah. something that maybe have been so bad in history, and try to use it to turn around. And a lot of people have done that. You know, whether it's to build up controversy or to actually bring light to something different.
Yeah, but then you look at also the person's words, right? Someone tells you something by their actions and their words. And yeah, maybe he used that as symbolism, but you go back to a couple of years ago and him having political rallies saying slavery wasn't a choice, black people need to stop being so ignorant. But and like that kind of shows you where this person's mindset is. That those words are not made by someone else. They're not created by anyone else. Those are words that he actually said, that he almost aborted his child, that slavery was a choice, that the black community does X, Y, and Z. Like, those are things he said. And maybe you didn't, you know, watch that or hear that from him because of whatever reason didn't interest you. But as someone who genuinely, like, does like Kanye, that's why I keep up with Kanye. It's not necessarily because I don't like him or I want him to be canceled. Genuinely, it's because I'm concerned about him. And also, like, I'm a fan. I want him to have the best mental state he can possibly be in to create great music and great art.
Yeah.
Because that's what he should do, is create great music and great art. And that's why, like, right now what he's doing, in my opinion, is not great art in comparison to his legacy. And I understand the conversation of, like, you know, old and versus new, right? Like, we say old Drake versus new Drake,
Before you go there, because you're saying how he said those things, and you're saying, well, maybe you haven't seen that. You know, maybe you didn't hear these interviews or whatever. So just to bring it back.
It wasn't
back,
an interview, by the way. It was literally a rally in front of like 50 people.
A rally, you know, whatever it was. So I actually, when I went on my New York trip, I went with one, two, three. Three black guys, and then the rest of us were Mexican, and then there was one Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And just to bring just to bring some perspective into what you're saying, the girl, we were having conversations about, like, you know, crazy conversations, actually, like, very, very, it was like about black and brown and how there shouldn't be no black and it should all be only brown. And
how there should be no black?
Yeah, like, and this was a black person saying that, you know.
All I'm going to say is I'm definitely not getting canceled this week.
Okay, so anyways, I didn't say any of that. I was in this conversation. It was just conversation that it was beautiful in the sense. It was beautiful in the sense that there was black people and brown people talking about something very important, you know. Mm-hmm. And so my friend's fiance started talking about how, you know, how certain Mexicans, she doesn't understand why they don't just go through the process of, like, waiting in Mexico, and basically demonizing immigrants.
Undocumented immigrants.
Undocumented immigrants such as myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
That make you feel a type of way? Did that make you feel a type of way?
You know what? I wanted to hear where she was coming from, you know? I wanted to hear her thought process in this, you know, because in my head I was like, girl, you think my mom at, like, you know, 20, 19 years old was gonna wanna, like,
yeah,
cross over with her three kids and put her kids in danger on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think, like, that's something that people do just, you know, to, like, fuck the government? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, no, like, some people actually just wanna have a better life or whatever. But at the same time, what I want to highlight from that whole scenario was that girl being Mexican from immigrants, in a sense, I guess, like, being judgmental towards or demonizing other immigrants for the way that they went about things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that to say, when I hear people saying stuff like what you said that Kanye was saying about, like, slavery and the black community and stuff like that, I just want to hear them out and see why they're saying that and where they're going with it. Because at the end of the day, like, people are allowed to believe what they want to believe. You know what I'm saying?
But I just
wanted to say that to bring perspective how, like, you find that everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But because he's Kanye West,
and because he has so much influence,
that's
why it becomes news.
Yes, but
that's why you should use its influence someone, for good. Your mic.
Leading with what I led was that artistically,
yeah,
I still believe that this guy is, you know, a very inspirational artist in many ways, and, you know, that's all I wanted to say from that conversation.
Well, you said a lot more.
I said a lot of more because, like you said, you say one thing, I say one thing. And so then what do we got to do? We just got to keep talking. You know,
I have 3 points and really that's it.
Go ahead. All right, Kim Kardashian, on what's this, up?
On this Kanye Ye situation. One, I feel like earlier in the conversation when you were kind of comparing or contrasting him and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I feel like Jay-Z has had his little, I wouldn't even say hiccups, but I think there's been times where Jay-Z's been in the news for, like, drama or things, or one, the accusations of him being, like, Illuminati, right?
Yeah.
And then two, this idea of, like, him, like, yo, he killed a man. You know, he did this, he did that.
So Jay-Z was a cocaine dealer, yeah.
Right. So it's like, why are you glorifying him now when knowing he had that past, right?
Correct.
And then three, like, you know, knowing he cheated on Beyonce and people came for him for that, right? So I think what's important is looking at those situations and how they were handled or just completely ignored. Like, he didn't spend time talking about, like, yeah, well, I don't know him well enough. Did he ever address, like...
No, and that's, like, the other thing, too. Like, you know, he didn't address those because he just let those media outlets, like, do their bullshit. Because right. Either way...
So
like,
that's my point. I just didn't know if he did or not. Because, again, I'm not hip-hop queen culturally, whatever.
But.
So, like, for me, it's kind of like, what you do with your influence and what you do with that power speaks volumes. Exactly. So I feel like because, like you said, Kanye has so much influence, it's almost like just as loud as he is about certain topics that can be controversial, it's like, can you be equally as loud about more activism as well? And I feel like at one point he was.
Yeah,
and
he
I think he stopped doing that.
Yeah, Kanye's
and,
always
and the
been
noise
weird.
Just became the, more like chaotic.
But you see, it goes back to like our idea of like what we think someone should be.
No, and that's what, you know, like, I'm giving my opinion on influence as far as like comparing him to Jay-Z. I feel like Jay-Z has so much power creatively as well, but like look at where he's dipping his power in without being so quote unquote problematic, controversial versus Kanye. I agree. I do think this man has a brain out of, on him where it's completely out of the box, well, and that's respectable.
Well, if
but
I
it's just mic. It's just his delivery.
Yeah.
Is not the best. So like for me, for example, I lost respect. I can't even say I was ever a huge, huge Kanye or not, but like I got this ick with Kanye when he went and said he wanted to run for president and then cried and talked about how they were possibly going to give, you know, their daughter up, you know, or do the abortion
daughter,
thing. Like
yeah.
That, I lost so much respect because that is something between you and your wife and your family. I don't care what your agenda is, going for president or not. Like, you have to respect your family and your woman. And that was a clear indicator of disrespect. So like for me, that was cringy. And I feel like his whole running for the president was a selfish scheme.
Yeah.
That it's like, you don't really want what's good for our country. You just want something to talk about.
Yeah. I also think like he, in a sense, politically, this is the only political thing I've said so far.
No, you haven't.
No, truly, it is. The only political thing I've said so far.
If that's what
the political part of it is, where like he literally sold himself out to be part of the Trump world, where he was being used as a puppet.
I don't know. I don't. You know what? I don't know about that.
No, I know, and that's okay.
But that's not the only political thing that you've said, Mark.
That is the only political thing I said, Esther. If you take other things politically,
well, my next point.
That's crazy.
Y'all talk for 37 minutes.
No, but
I got one more point.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you believe that that's the only political thing he said?
Yeah, politics and culture are different things.
Yeah,
hold on. Let me think. I'm gonna give a very honest answer.
I really want. I want you to be honest.
I'm gonna think.
If anyone could be honest, it's Tati.
That's fucking right.
So let's see.
Okay, so you brought up the vulture sign. That's world history. So political. I don't know if that's politics.
And
that's
point,
world
and that
history.
Point is more
than that's kind of political.
No,
so
no,
that's
not
what
at all.
So that is very political.
So some people would probably take it as political, but it's world history.
Yeah, I take it more like you're doing white
so
supremacy.
I understand why Nestor
is there a white
would
supremacy
say,
party?
But I'm also not mad. I'm just saying. I'm
okay.
Just stating the fact.
And then my last point is like I will say as far as like. Thinking about his daughter, Northwest, right? How you're like, he shouldn't have gave her
bestie
the collab.
Northie.
This your best. Is kind of.
I didn't say he shouldn't
kinda,
have. I
you
said,
did. You
I
said he shouldn't
you literally
have.
Said,
you
yeah.
said
no,
he shouldn't
I
have.
I said.
Because.
Should he have done that?
You said.
I don't know if I would have done it.
Yeah, you said like, he shouldn't have.
Well, look. At
because of the way she talks to her mom or something or is disrespectful, yeah. He shouldn't have granted her that like collab. And like for me, I actually, this is something I think I'm going to applaud Kanye/Kim because it's a partnership here.
Yeah.
I think like Northwest, as she's growing up in the public eye, because we see public social media, I do respect how this girl is so multifaceted and diverse and talented. Like she does makeup, she does her own hair, she's rap. I mean, she, not saying she's gonna be a rapper, she plays basketball. I think it's a beautiful thing that they're raising their children to be creative in their own ways because, again, she is a creative herself. And then, two, allowing the space to do that. I just hope that the space they allow her to grow in does not immediately put her in this box based on her father.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think because. She's shown signs of, again, I'm not there, so mm-hmm. I can't speak. I don't
None
know why.
None of us are there.
You know,
I would love
we
to be there, though.
I know,
Kim,
right?
Kim, invite me over.
But I guess Marco well, my, wouldn't, but.
No, I would love to be there. I would love to talk to Kanye, ever. But like going back to being like a parent.
Wait, I didn't finish.
Going no, back to being a parent, like I feel like another thing that's more now, like as I'm a parent, is like the way that he treats the mother of his children. Oh. Like, you know, blasting online, saying that, you know, you fucked Chris Paul, saying that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On social media going out. Like, I got the ick with him.
So, like, that influence part, right? Like, if he has so much influence, wouldn't he should be a positive influence on what a black father in this? Because of all the stigma that black fathers get.
And that's one of the things that, like, I don't agree. A Kanye West fan would be like, well, she must be doing something wrong. No.
A Kanye West cultist. And that's the difference that right now.
And that's what I'm saying.
You guys are part of the Kanye West cult.
You guys.
See?
Well, Nestor, I'm saying. I'm fucking with Nestor at this point. Nestor's part of the Kanye West cult where I've broken away.
You got to call it for what it is. And if you believe that that's where I'm at, then you don't know me.
You're part of the Kanye West cult. You're the one wearing the merch. I burned my Yeezys. Just kidding.
I'm wearing the merch because I respect him as an artist. I've said that from the
beginning. So how can you respect him as an artist but not respect him as a person?
It could coexist.
To me, it doesn't because his art is
to you, it doesn't. But to me, it does.
Because the way he puts out in his music is, besides the fact that personally, I think it's been on a downward trend for a while, it's reflective of what he is as a person.
Yeah.
And that's throughout everyone's art.
That is also true. That is also true that it does reflect who he is as a person.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that I personally believe in his, like, artistic, like, perspective and... I really fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? But that also, and I've been said that, like, I don't agree with him the way he treats Kim. But also, again, I'm not there. You know, I'm not there. Not that someone should ever.
No, but you're there publicly.
Not that anyone should ever disrespect anybody. You know what I'm saying? But maybe she's disrespecting him in ways that. You know,
but if she did, it was where the social media could not see it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like two wrongs don't make a right.
Which one is worse?
The social media one.
Why? Because you're showing it to billions of people.
I'm agreeing with that. But just
sounds like you're agreeing.
No, I'm not. But just to bring perspective is to some people they may be, and I've heard this from a lot of people. They're like, well, I'd rather be myself all the time. You know what I'm saying? And do I agree with that statement? No, because, you know, because of certain things that you decide to be yourself all the time, you can choose to just throw everything away, you know, and to your defense that's what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? And so my thing is like, I'm just bringing perspective into things. And
I just feel like he didn't think about his family when he started like unloading the dirty laundry on social media. There you didn't consider your family. You were throwing a tantrum. And again, not saying he wasn't, like, he didn't have the right for some of this, because, like, if let's say he was banned from his daughter's birthday party and that, I could understand it's justified why you'd be upset. But it's more so you're willing to not think about your family just to throw it on social media for what? What are you getting out of doing that besides, like, your children 20 years from now having to read and look at all of this?
Yeah. And they already have enough. I mean, even their mother, like, has a history too. Mm. So, like, why are you putting... Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, I think in sensual, as a person, like, yeah, it's a very selfish thing to do. But, yeah, no, I wish we did have, you know, he was in a better headspace, honestly, to make better art. And I think you may think his influence is X, Y, and Z. I would disagree with you just based off of any statistical measure that you want to go off of. But I think that, you know, for the benefit of Kanye and his legacy, I really wish he would just, like, you know, put away.
After they cut ties with him, they made a whole nother contract with him of $500 million to sell everything that they had already designed.
You wanna break that down for me? Because now you're going into the business aspect of Adidas versus Yeezy.
That's just the only statement that I want to know. Like, necessary. Someone that cuts ties.
Yeah.
You're trying to gaslight me right there.
No.
That's gaslighting.
I'm saying if you want to break it down.
No, you're saying.
Because you didn't want to bring business into this conversation.
I didn't say I didn't want to bring business.
You did.
No.
Yes, you did.
I said, no, I didn't. If anything, I applauded you for being a businessman.
No. The Kanye West business part.
No, I didn't say that. I said I didn't want to go political because of the fact that there's a lot of political things that I know that he's changed. A lot of things that has a lot of things that have happened in history. He's changed it, in my opinion, or he's tried to change or bring light to it in a different way. But you're saying no, like, why are you using the same thing? Like, that's what you're saying. I'm scared, Paulina, where you at? Like, I said politically I didn't want to go there because of because we're I know that we're not going to come into agreement of that. You know what I'm saying? And also, I'm bringing perspective into things. I'm not, again, morally, I don't agree with this man completely. Politically, I don't agree with this man completely. You know what I'm saying? Is there some truth to a lot of these conversations that, or a lot of this, a lot of things that he has put out there? There might be truth that we may not know.
No, I mean, most of the things.
To me, there might be truth that where other people are saying, oh, no, he's like, he's being fouled for that. Like, he's just speaking out of his ass. Like, we think, we might think that, but I think that there is some truth to especially a lot of political things, which I'm not going to pinpoint certain things because, again, I wasn't in the room. I wasn't in that time of history. And so because of that, I can't have that, like, I'm not speaking facts. You know what I'm saying? But business-wise, I just said a comment, and don't try to gaslight me. I said they went back into getting, if someone that wanted to cut ties with someone so much, they were just, okay, we're done, deal. I would have continued to do business with you.
Which isn't true. What they're trying to do is sell off, like, the old inventory, which is smart. Because once again, it was a $1 billion fucking brand.
It's smart, but
Mike.
It's smart, but wouldn't you say that someone that was trying to cut ties with somebody would not do that no more?
No, okay, absolutely.
So think about it like this. Right? Let's say you and Marco did business together and you made 5,000 piñatas. Okay? You made 5,000 piñatas.
No, I know what it is.
We made 5,000 Bravo piñatas.
Yeah.
I know what it is, guys.
And then you got canceled for being anti-slavery.
What do you think then Adidas...
Do what Gap did.
What did Gap do?
Discount all the stuff.
Yeah, they just...
That's what they're doing.
No, they didn't sell it.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Wait, Gap?
Gap
discounted clearance and then they destroyed it.
They were giving stuff away for free.
No, I know, but it was a cycle. They started to discount it and then
nested. Well, the people that I know just got them for free.
Yes, at the end they were giving them out for free because Gap wanted to distance themselves away from Kanye.
Yeah, that's
the same thing that Adidas is doing now.
So I think you should just give them away for free because there's a lot of
so Nestor can get some free shoes. Yeah,
there's a lot of Kanye.
Give them away at
cultists. I'm a Kanye cultist.
I have two pairs of Yeezys, which they're actually pretty comfortable. But
so are you gonna throw those away?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Like, I'm not a cancel. Like
that's. But remember, that's the separation of like artist and.
Yeah,
like,
I'll still wear them.
But I guess
I wear them to cut my grass sometimes.
I guess I'm gaslighting our producer, so I'm not gonna gaslight him.
Nah, it's because like honestly, Nestor, I think that. You and your whole like cultural mindset live in a world that is completely consumed by art and culture, which is great. That's amazing because that is what you're inspired by. But like looking at it, you know how we talked about earlier, like looking at a bigger sense of what it is. Like we looked at the bigger sense of the world when we were talking about the performance of the halftime Super Bowl show. The same thing. I look at it in a bigger sense, right? Like I feel like Kanye could have such a bigger influence, but because of all of these things that he's doing publicly, that's what's hindering him from being the partners with the big brands that hold the keys to the general public. Kanye may have the keys to the people who follow him and the people who like him and people like that, right? Who still follow him. But he doesn't have the normal, everyday American keys like Jay-Z does, like Dr. Dre does. And that's where it's like, man, if he's such a genius, if he could just shut the fuck up, he could have gotten to that better than those two combined. That's why, like, you gotta talk into the mic and it's broken. Connect.
I think it goes back to what's important to every individual.
Yeah, no, and absolutely. You know, and it might not be important to him. He might be like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I think it.
He's in Venice getting head on a boat by his new wife. Like, that's literally what he did. He got in public. He's banned from Italy.
Yeah, there's other opinions I have about what you just said, but I'm
that's the truth.
I'm not gonna
now I kinda wanna know.
Yeah, what's the opinion? That's literally what happened.
I think because I choose to see
what is that?
Because I choose to see that there's certain things that are more important to certain people.
Yeah.
And because I choose to look at the good in people as far, not the good in people, the artistic side in people.
Yeah.
You're choosing to have a view of me that I only have this cultural and artistic view, and I can't see bigger than what I'm.
No. I think
that's what you just said.
I did, but I didn't mean in a sense where you can't. I mean in a sense where your world is in focus in that, because that's what you're passionate about.
That's what I'm highlighting right now.
Well, that's what you're passionate about.
Yeah, but just because I'm highlighting something doesn't mean that that's just who I am. Like,
no, but like if that was true, right? Then you would have known what the Adidas thing was, and it wasn't a new contract. It was the fact that they were trying to sell off the merchandise in order to make their losses.
It is a new contract. It's not in a contract like you're getting it. What you're saying is true. Like it's a contract to sell what was already made.
Correct.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that in this specific contract, I'm not saying he got a new deal. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, you were gaslighting me to think, well, did you know he got a new $200 million deal? And I was like, Nestor.
Another contract is another contract, is what I'm saying. It's separate to his original contract.
Yeah, there's no creative
and
control.
And that's all I said.
Yeah, there's no
creative. I think Nestor's point is, if they were that ugh by Kanye, they would have been like, burn the fucking shoes, throw them in the trash, I don't care.
They still got to make
money. And Marco's like, it doesn't matter. You could hate somebody's guts. You could wish they rot in hell.
Just minimize losses.
But money is money, and I'm going to get the bread, and that's it.
And I get that because there's people that have literally talked about my family, and then they want to come into my chair and get their eyebrows done by me.
Yeah.
And I could.
Oh, it sounds like.
And I could slash them brows.
You should. I could mess up their brows personally.
I hope you got insurance.
Leave them bald, but I don't because I choose to be on the business side in certain certain situations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But talking that big talk the way Adidas does, I would have
Adidas
done that. I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, so they're just trying to minimize their losses, and they've separated themselves the same way that every other partner has, right? You know, Jay-Z separated himself, which I was really sad about. After Jail was actually my jam. I liked that song a lot when it came out on Donda. But after this, he separated himself from Kanye. Because I would have loved to see, you know, Kanye at the fucking Super Bowl halftime show. Yeah. That would have been amazing.
That would be a good show.
And the fact that we can't get that because of the fact of his own, you know, whatever state he's in, really is disappointing to me as a genuine fan.
And I choose to believe, and this is not because, again, I'm a Kanye fan. Not because I'm a Kanye fan, but I choose to believe at the end of the day, we all have a choice to make and what we're going to stand on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but as someone that understands, and I think you can agree with me on this, I understand a bit of what Kanye is going through as far as him saying he wants to tear down the machine and tear down the political structure and the economic structure that's been oppressing our people for so long, right? I understand that rhetoric. And to think that that's the hill he's going to die on, versus someone like his peer who's done it, right? When I hate to keep going back to Jay, but everything else. But Jay-Z, who's done it, who's been part of the structure, who's learned how to operate in the structure. Which one's
my? I died.
Who learned how to operate in the structure, who learned how to excel in it and become, you know, the second hip-hop billionaire, seeing that, like, that for those, what he's, the hill that he's dying on, in my opinion, isn't worth it because as someone who's part somewhat of the structure, be it at a lesser scale than him, it's like I understand how you can operate within the structure to still get your ultimate goal. And he should look at his own peers who have done that as well. And that's why it's like, all right, bro, like, why? And then it gets to the point of, are you really doing this because you want, because you're passionate about it, or are you doing it because you're passionate about you being important?
Yeah, and that's
about you being the center of attention, about you being the crisis actor, about you being this person who's so polarizing because that feeds your own ego. And then you look at it and you say, okay, is your ego worth everything else you're giving up?
And I think that is up to every single individual. Like, you got to ask yourself, like, in this situation, am I compromising?
Yeah.
Because, or, I mean, am I doing something about it because of my pride? Or am I doing something because I understand that I have to do this? Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Like, there's times where, like, I feel like I
have to. Who pointed you the savior? Yourself.
Exactly. Of your own life.
Well, he's trying to save everyone's life.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, in that sense. No, in that sense, he is. Because, again, you go back to, like, sometimes your purpose is directly connected to other people's purpose. And you're going to be that person that has to create change. And maybe in his mind is he is creating that change, you know?
Kanye, come on our show, please.
Yeah, call in.
I wish,
right?
I say let's end on what's everybody's favorite Kanye or Ye song. I'll go first.
What is it?
My favorite is Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Wow, okay.
That is my all-time favorite Kanye song. When I hear it, I'm Kanye in my head. Not Ye, I'm Kanye. Mm-hmm. So that's my favorite
There's
song.
There's so many I can't choose.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I'm going to choose two of the old Ye and the new Ye because, you know, that's what we're talking about. Because I generally think...
Oh, I love Marco.
So my first... My old Ye one is After the Bat, The Workout Plan by Kanye. Oh. You ever hear that song? I love that song. Yeah. Just because it's like, girl, get your hair done, everything else. I love that intro. And then Father Stretch My Hands for the new one.
That's a good one.
Because that, like, honestly, like, I was a big fan of the Pablo album. A lot of people didn't like it.
I could agree with you on that song. But that was a good song.
You know, another thing we can talk about is how Chance the Rapper, you know, like, demise and, you know, his downfall. But we'll save that for another episode.
Any last thoughts before we end?
Both of you. Nestor is a gaslighter and is trying to make me think my opinions hurt. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love discussions like this, truthfully.
Me too. I'm like, I'm really happy. I love this episode, can I say? And this is the episode I think I talk the least amount in. Probably. But I love a good debate. And I love a good debate that ends and starts and carries with respect. So shout out to you guys for respectfully... you know, like disagreeing. I think it's beautiful. I think we need more conversations where we could talk about different topics and openly share what we're passionate about and learn from one another. I learned a lot of new stuff today that I didn't know about Kanye. Maybe I'll use it tomorrow teaching because I do use Kanye when I teach rhetoric. I sure do. So now I got something to add to my repertoire.
Rhetoric.
Of content of what I teach. But I think it was great. I learned a lot. And Kanye fans or haters are going to love this episode because they're going to pick a side.
And I want to say that I respect everybody's opinion on anything. But I do want to say that I don't want my pride to get the... worst or the best out of me. So, you know, if you guys took anything of that, I feel like I really tried to, again, use a watermelon principle with anybody or anything.
I like that. I never heard that before.
And so I try to just, when I look at anybody, I think of that, you know, I think of like, what can I learn from this person or what can I not learn from this person, you know? And so, and also, yeah, that's about it.
That's good.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. Paulina, we miss you. You and Baby G could have been in this conversation or keeping me company here. I don't know. But thank you all for watching. I am Talk With Tati.
I am the Bra Bro.
And Marco is at him. Just at him. Come for him. He'll debate. Don't gaslight him, though. And we are Never Too Shy. Don't forget to follow us at Never Too Shy Pod and email us at nevertooshypod@scenepenna.go.
Yes, ma'am.
Period. Have a great day.
Bye.